Welcome back to the Roundtable. Vassar College and New York Stage and Film's Powerhouse Theater's second main stage show this summer is Good Men Wanted. The new play is about women who, for varied reasons and to varied ends, disguise themselves as men to fight in the Civil War. The drama is based on true accounts from the Civil War and is punctuated by explosive dance sequences choreographed by Ani Taj and set to contemporary pop music. Good Men Wanted is written by Kevin Armento and directed by Jackie Bradley, who join us now. Kevin and Jackie, welcome to the Roundtable.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. So Kevin, we'll start with you as the playwright. When did you discover this story, this part of history, and decide you wanted to adapt it into a theatrical work?
About 3.5 years ago, I was doing general research for a totally different project, and I came across a book about the 1,000 women or so who fought in the Civil War disguised as men. And I was just sort of curious about it because I'd never heard of that before, and it seemed sort of oddly significant, a thing to not have been taught. So I read the book, and about halfway through, the book started talking about the 5 women who are known to have fought at Gettysburg, and it struck me that that'd be a really interesting narrative for a play if you had 5 different characters who start off in very different places but all arrive at the same battlefield, and their stories sort of intersect. And out of that, the play sort of emerged.
How closely are the characters based on what you could learn about the real women who lived this story?
So the 5 characters in this play are roughly the shells of the 5 people who we know fought at Gettysburg, women disguised as men. But their stories, the plots in the play, are composites of many, many, many dozens of stories that are from other women. So they're kind of grafted onto these shell characters. And that's in part because there's so little we know about the full lives of many of these women. And instead of inventing on top of the little that we did know, I thought it seemed to serve the history better to take bits and pieces and sort of craft characters out of those bits of story.
Is it true that we know more about the lives of men from this era and then like one tier down about the lives of women who weren't rule breakers and then even less about these type of women?
I think that's right. I think we tend to generalize, you know, maybe what the majority of the gender is doing during that given period. And we look at, you know, these as sort of outliers. And that was actually a big consideration in crafting the play out of the history, was instead of focusing on one person and one story, which I think might let us off the hook and sort of think, oh, that's an interesting sort of outlier story. This was really a movement. 1,000 women, unbeknownst to each other, taking this similar renegade action is not unique to any one person or outlier action. That's like a movement that's bigger. So it felt important to have 5 very, very different women with different perspectives all taking this same action.
Is this the first time the show's been up on its feet, or have there been readings or other performances?
No, we've had 2 sort of developmental workshop productions of this show before. And Kevin and I have been working very closely on it since essentially when Kevin had the idea. He told me, I have this idea for this play. Do you want to talk about working on it? And then we did a one-night workshop production at Ars Nova a couple of years ago, and then a very bare-bones workshop production at Arena Stage in D.C. last year. And those were both incredibly useful, and we made some giant changes to the text and to staging and the way those 2 things intersect. But we've never had design on this production in any real meaningful capacity. So we both know a lot of things about the world of this play and are discovering a huge amount in this process.
You were also working with a choreographer. When did that element come into the play, and how did you begin to work with this choreographer?
Ani Taj, who's our amazing choreographer, has also been on this production since the first workshop iteration of it a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. But this stage and film production is an amazing opportunity to work more in depth with her. In the past, it's been 4 days of choreo to kind of develop all of these action sequences. And the action sequences, to speak to those quickly,
Please,
5 moments in the play where we talk about them a little bit like music videos. They're these 5 expressionistic sequences sets of contemporary music with very contemporary choreography that are moments when the five women converge thematically. We see them all make the decision to enlist. We see them all train to get ready for camp. And it felt really important to us to give those a very contemporary flavor, because I think it allows us to draw a direct line between some of the political, social, and cultural conversations happening in the piece within the historical context, and it lets us directly connect those to 2017 and conversations and issues that we're dealing with as a country right now. And so Ani has really helped us craft those into these things that feel very anachronistic and incredibly contemporary, but also fit the thematic and narrative moment of the play.
How does casting the show work? Do you have a great deal of say in it? Do the producing directors also contribute? And has anybody in this cast worked on one of the previous iterations of the show?
We worked with Stage and Film and with Telsey Casting in New York, mm-hmm. and got to have a really in-depth and rigorous casting process, which is another thing that is new to our process. When we've done it before, it's been more people that are in our community of actors. And so this was an exciting opportunity to really go back to the script and think about how we really imagine these characters on stage. There are two actors in this company who have worked on previous iterations. One who plays Lizzie Compton, an actress named Emma Meltzer, has done both workshop productions, and then Asia Kate Dillon, who plays Albert Cashier, worked with us last year at Arena. So they have some familiarity with the piece, although things affecting both of their characters have really shifted since we started working with them. So in many ways, it's a completely new process for them as well.
Kevin, as a writer with a new play, it sounds like you're working and quite open to letting the direction and the choreography and the actor's input affect how it looks and how it goes on from whatever point you're in right now.
Yeah, that's really huge for me for writing in general, but I would say this play in particular. And it's for a couple of reasons. One is I'm very self-aware that I'm a white guy writing a story about five women and a perspective that's very different than mine, and one of whom is African-American, having a very particular experience. And so I think collaboration is one of the best ways to sort of broaden your perspective in the writing process. And so by working with Jackie, who brings a perspective to it, and Ani Taj, who brings perspective to it, as well as the actors themselves, I like a very open, collaborative process where we can sort of shape it together. I think it strengthens the work. And as Jackie sort of alluded to, this thing is like physical, and we're trying to not just like talk about war, but put a visceral action into the play with these music sequences. And they're really fun and really energetic and physical. And I think that that needs to be able to coexist with the text and not feel like it's text, text, text. And then, oh, they're suddenly dancing. That same energy needs to like be breathed back into the play itself and sort of feel of one piece. And I just think collaboration strengthens everybody's individual parts.
Is there anything in the text that you have written that you can't imagine changing, that you're sort of married to and extremely proud of, and it's kind of like you're, or maybe more than one thing, that you wouldn't bend on, wouldn't compromise on?
That's a great question to ask while on the phone with the writer and director. putting me on the spot. I love that. I try to be as flexible on every aspect of the play, because I've been surprised before of things that I've felt really married to, that sometimes I think the thing you're most married to is the thing you end up letting go of. And I think that's sort of a maturity process you go through with your play, where something you held on to in its sort of junior stage or its infancy breaks way for something actually deeper and maybe more interesting or more subtle, which is a part of the process I usually discover. But having done a few rounds with this play, I'd say there's like a couple jokes I'd never want to let go of because I never want it to sag into, just a droopy period piece. I want it to really feel alive. So I'd say actually the jokes are probably the things I'm most attached to at this point.
And then Jackie, as the director, so far those jokes work.
Yes. And I would also say I appreciate Kevin's feeling of immense flexibility. But I think there's a guiding North Star thematically that I don't think either of us would really want to let go of, which is making sure that the production and the text always feel really agile. It speaks to something Kevin just said, which is we don't want to just be telling a story that lives in the context of its history. I think the risk of a play like that or a piece of art like that is that you can see it and think of it as an exceptional or interesting moment, and it doesn't really provoke or demand further interrogation from the audience. And I think that's something that's really important to us, and I think that's why these action sequences have a contemporary vocabulary. And there's also some contemporary language in the text itself, and I think that's really important to us and to the sensibility of the piece. So Kevin says everything's flexible, but I feel like that has to stay there.
This is the first time the two of you have been to Powerhouse, correct?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. As we're speaking, you've only been there for a few days, but have you found the environment, and had you heard through the grapevine, through other theater friends, that it was a good place to go and be supported and build your art?
Yeah, our friend Sarah was here last season with her play and had the best experience. And so we had, and our Liz Carlson, who's the associate producer here, also had, been here a few seasons and raved about the experience. So I was certainly like very excited to finally get up here and experience it myself. And it's been beautiful and wonderful. And there are like groundhogs and deer roaming around, and it's a perfect environment to work on a Civil War play, because you're like walking through the woods on your way to rehearsal every day.
Good Men Wanted, written by Kevin Armento and directed by Jackie Bradley, runs at Vassar and New York Stage and Film's Powerhouse Theater through July 30th. To learn more, visit powerhouse.vassar.edu. That link will be posted along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable.